It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, a big Friday edition on tap for you. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Governor Huckabee, Charmaine Yost, Guillermo Miranda, and John Solomon with a huge news exclusive coming up right now on Kevin McCullough Radio. Exactly what is going down in those Department of Justice investigations? Whose heads will roll? He's got the latest, and he joins me now.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm seeing personally activity behind the scenes that the Justice Department is trying to bring those first indictments. And I would look for a time around Labor Day to see the first sort of action by the Justice Department. But for those who know the real story and see all this evidence sitting out and open, it is overwhelmingly frustrating to see no action.
Not only is it frustrating to see no action, it's frustrating to not even get news updates on what is happening. And in the post George Floyd and current Black Lives Matter, defund the police, et cetera, environment that we've been in, you have not been hearing, especially from mainstream outlets, what is going on in the Justice Department investigations with everything that involved Russiagate, all of the stuff behind the scenes in terms of the abuse of the FISA courts, the way the Steele dossier was put together and the process by which it came to light continues to be something that is not been a settled issue. And someone who is working diligently on his new platform, justthenews.com, to get to the bottom of all of this is a former personality from The Hill and the kind of co-founder there. He's now justthenews.com is John Solomon's home where he hangs his hat. And he joins us exclusively today on Kevin McCullough. John, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being back. And I want to go straight to your exclusives. You've got some big stuff that even on the site today, you're getting a massive amount of traffic on. And it has to do with a court case that was decided in the Steele dossier situation earlier this week in London. Fill my folks in on what happened.
Absolutely. It's a very important decision. So there were two Russian businessmen who were maligned, whose reputations were wrongly besmirched in one of the memos that make up the Steele dossier. So Christopher Steele wrote about a dozen and a half memos, packaging them into what we now call the Steele dossier, gave it to the FBI, leaked it to the media. One of these memos besmirched a couple of bank businessmen in Russia. And they brought a lawsuit against them in England under a unique law, data privacy law. And they won. The court ruled that Christopher Steele had forwarded to the FBI information, allegations that he had not thoroughly checked, vetted, made sure it was accurate before he gave it to the FBI. And as a result, these men's reputations were wrongly besmirched, and he was ordered, his company was ordered to pay each of them about $22,000 in American dollars as a penalty. The money is really not important to these guys. They're billionaires as bankers. But more importantly was the finding that a British court, with just a little bit of work, figured out that Christopher Steele didn't do any homework. He just took whatever was coming into him, threw it into a document, sold it to the FBI. And so now you have a British court looking at this real quickly, something the FBI should have done in 2016, saying, listen, this stuff wasn't meritorious. It wasn't accurate. It wasn't validated. It wasn't verified. And there should be a legal consequence.
John, let me pause you here for a second,
yeah,
because that makes the FBI look like complete rubes.
Well, it does. And there's even worse than that. So not only is there a British finding that in one memo, they found five substantially false allegations that were given to the FBI. But here's another very important point. They uncovered something that the IG never mentioned, that the FBI's never mentioned, that no congressional committees have ever mentioned. they found out that Christopher Steele had handwritten notes of the very first time he met with the FBI to share the dossier with them, which was on July 5th, 2016. If that date sounds familiar to your listeners, it's a very important date in history, because that's the same day that James Comey went public and said Hillary Clinton had just been cleared in her classified email case.
Oh,
so
same
day, isn't that amazing? The same day that Hillary Clinton gets off, her opposition researcher, Christopher Steele, working for Fusion GPS, walks into the FBI and says, ta-da, I've got all of this dirt on Donald Trump. That can't be a coincidence. But he wrote notes, notes that have not been in the American discourse before. And they show flatly, unequivocally, undoubtedly, according to the judge in Britain, that Christopher Steele told his FBI handlers the very first time he hands him the dossier that my ultimate client is Hillary Clinton. Now, why is that significant? Because when the FBI went to the FISA court 3 months later, we now can establish they knew this was a Hillary Clinton opposition research project designed to get Hillary elected, Donald Trump defeated. And the FBI agents who submit that bad FISA warrant that had all those problems with it based on the Steele dossier, they failed to tell the court that this is a Hillary Clinton oppo research dump. And so now you've got two very strong pieces of evidence of why FBI agents might want to be prosecuted or should be prosecuted by John Durham. They didn't vet their information, but they called it verified to the court. They didn't tell the court that their main source was working for Hillary Clinton. Two huge revelations out of the British court.
That is stunning stuff, John Solomon, making news here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and he's got it all documented at justthenews.com. It's at the top of the page, in fact, right now. Go and see for yourself. Now, John, obviously, the Durham investigation has been kind of just quietly plugging along, and he's, you know, Durham is kind of an interesting character because he took a very small role in everything and said, I'm not going to expand the need for hiring folks and stuff unless I find things. And then over time, he has added additional jurisdictions and additional attorneys general to come on board and to handle different parts of the prosecutions. Where do things stand? And are we likely to see criminal indictments and prosecutions coming from Durham's efforts?
It's always hard to predict what will ultimately come out of a grand jury because nobody knows what a grand jury is thinking until the evidence is submitted before them. But next week, I have a book coming out called Fallout, and it lays out every piece of evidence that in the 3.5 years of my reporting, Sarah Carter's reporting, my colleague Seamus Bruner, who's my co-author on the book, every piece of evidence we found in the Russia case. And it develops this extraordinary narrative, very, very strongly documented, that the reason Christopher Steele walks into the FBI that Hillary Clinton tries to smear Donald Trump is because Hillary Clinton did a poll in 2015 after the Peter Schweizer book came out and raised all the Clinton cash issues, that the single greatest liability to her ability to get elected as president in 2016 was her and her husband's relationship with Russia. Of all the things that had gone on in her life, email, you name it, it was that issue that the poll showed most damaged her chances for becoming president. And so Christopher Steele's effort was designed to neutralize the Russia issue so Republicans would be afraid, oh, we've got baggage on Russia, we shouldn't use it on Hillary Clinton during the election. And that's what gave rise to a false criminal investigation. So if you want to build a criminal conspiracy case, you have to start with the intent. This wasn't an intelligence project. It was a political dirt muckraking project designed to help Hillary Clinton get rid of her biggest liability in the election. And then you begin to realize all the things that the FBI did to contort, mislead, criminally deceive the FISA court. John Durham has all that evidence. If he doesn't, he can read my book. He can find it in 5 minutes. It's all sitting out in the open. The frustrating part for people who watch this is that he's been in business for about 12 months now, 14 months, actually. He's not delivered a single indictment. He didn't indict Andy McCabe when there was a referral for that. Didn't indict James Comey when Comey was referred. And people are beginning to wonder what's going on. Now, I've been covering this very closely. Over the last 2 months, I've seen, even though we've had COVID and the city's been shut down here in Washington, I've seen some pretty significant evidence of prosecutors doing the things that you normally do to build a case, interviewing witnesses, obtaining documents, trying to get cooperation agreements, talking to defense lawyers and other people in the city. And it looks as though they're on a timetable, if everything stayed the same, to potentially bring some criminal cases or plea bargains by the time late summer comes around, which is what Bill Barr has been saying. He's been saying, I'd look for late summer. It looked to me from the people I've been talking to that they're kind of zeroing in that period just before or just after Labor Day. But as you've heard this week with some of the leaks that have occurred, grand juries are slowed down. There's some idea that some prosecutors may not want to do anything until after the election. It's sort of ambiguous as to when that moment will come. But I have seen significant activity that suggests that federal prosecutors believe they've witnessed some federal crimes involved in the conduct of the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA, and they're now taking the steps to build those cases, do the sort of things you do before you get an indictment or what is known as a criminal information plea deal. And the best experts who are interacting with John Durham's probe say it kind of feels like the time around Labor Day may be the time, but it could slip.
All right.
That's the best I can report.
All right. And that's a lot, man. You got a lot in today, John. Appreciate the update. Justthenews.com is where you to go to get all of John Solomon's excellent work and be looking for that book next week. And John, I will expect you to be back so that we can properly sell you a few copies as well.
Thank you, Kevin.
Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Thank
Kevin McCullough, we've got a big show yet to come, not the least of which Governor Mike Huckabee joining us before we are done. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have rain in 75 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Pretty treacherous in the tri-state with Tropical Storm Faye handing us, so just please be careful out on the roads. We do have issues in the five boroughs, flooding on the Grand Central eastbound near Union Turnpike. The ramp from the northbound Cross Island to the Throgs Neck Bridge is closed with flooding. There's flooding in Brooklyn on the BQE North and at Cadman Plaza, and flooding on the BQE South and at Hamilton Avenue. Heavy delays with that one. Inbound George is okay. The Lincoln's 15 to 20 in either direction. Inbound Holland minor delays, outbound Holland 20 minutes. An accident on the Garden State Parkway southbound at 137 in Cranford blocks the right lane. Really bad accident in Mattawan on the Parkway southbound, south of the Cheesequake Service Plaza. You've got two lanes out that's involving an overturned car. Heavy flooding in Newark. Watch out 21 north and southbound by 280. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet, DVD, call 212-CHOICES. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad, a funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis. When confronted with the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce.
Selfie Dad. Watch this movie now at SalemNow.com and save 20% when you use promo code WNYM.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Larry Elder explains the changes in America.
Look, there's not going to be another great leader like MLK. The reason there's not going to be another great leader like MLK is because the circumstances are different. We don't have Jim Crow anymore. We don't have back of the bus anymore. We don't have laws that forbid blacks and whites from getting married. We don't have denial of individuals to the right to go to a
school when they qualify to get into. It is an entirely different situation now.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Dan Proft at 9 on AM 970. The Answer. Dan Proft. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Starting tonight, you're going to see a combination of things happening. Yes, of course, increased NYPD presence at hotspots, at key locations, more patrol officers on foot, in vehicles, but also more community presence, because that is the key to this. Community leaders, community organizations walking with police officers showing common cause.
Okay, so let me just understand correctly. We just got rid of the door kickers in the anti-crime unit. And for the last 7 weekends, we've got people shooting folks, you know, left and right. But the problem is that we had too many police, so we got rid of the door kickers and the anti-crime people. But tonight you're going to put more of them in the area. But you've got citizens that are going to walk patrols with it. They're going to stay up all night. They're going to, like, 2, 3 in the morning when these things break out. You're going to have civil rights leaders there. Is that? I'm confused, Mayor. You're not making this easy for us. Welcome back to the Friday edition. We got a lot to get to. Charmaine Yost is the vice president at the Heritage Foundation for the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity. And Dr. Yost joins us most Fridays to discuss a number of things. And I want to talk to you about the Supreme Court session that ended this week. It was kind of a mixed result in some rulings, but there were some positive, I think, really positive signs that came out. But Charmaine, welcome back. Always good to have you. Your thoughts on Mayor de Blasio's doublespeak there?
Well, you know, we've lost sight of common sense when it comes to talking about the downstream conversation from the George Floyd tragedy.
You think?
Look, it's, you know, I feel like the real turning point was when Tim Scott, African-American senator, Republican, said that he had a bill to talk about police reform. And what did the Democrats do? They said no. They didn't even want to let it come to the floor. And then suddenly, right after that, we started seeing rioting related to statues and other kinds of things. And it's like, come on, people. We were ready to have a serious conversation about what police reform might look like, instead of all this, you know, really outlandish stuff that doesn't lead to anything, like what de Blasio is doing now.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're interested in a conversation, Charmaine, and maybe that was just the tale, the giveaway by what Tim Scott presented. But when you see that, you know, popular leaders that may get reelected, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, come out and say, no, it is not enough to just get rid of the anti-crime unit. We are actually petitioning for the abolition of the police themselves. It's not what we said. It's not just redirecting funding. We actually want to get rid of them. And then you see in 6 weeks since George Floyd's murder, as I wrote about in Town Hall last Sunday, that we've had 600 murders across the country, and most of them happening in the cities where this coddling is going on. I would defy somebody from BLM to stand here to my face and tell me you're really genuinely concerned about the welfare of Black people. I don't believe what they're saying.
Well, you know, that just actually breaks my heart when we focus on what has happened downstream. You know, there's that old proverb about, you know, what happens when elephants dance. You know, it's the little people that end up getting hurt.
That's right.
And so it's normal average Americans who are living in their neighborhoods trying to go about their business. We need to be focused on things like talking about community policing, because it's normal people living their lives who want to have police who are connected to their communities.
Exactly.
who know the people, who have relationships. But it's an old-fashioned approach. Instead of kind of this corporate approach of left-wing unions that make it hard to fire bad actors, it's approach.
Yeah, we're losing you just a touch there, Charmaine, but most of that came through. I agree. In fact, if you talk to most of the civil rights guys that have been around, left or right, in communities in Chicago, New York, and places, they'll tell you that the community wants more engagement, that when you have more engagement from the men in blue, that your communities are safer and they get to know the kids and the kids get to know them. And there's a certain degree of familiarity. Where you end up in trouble most times is when there's not a familiarity and someone makes a panicked move and something goes wrong. That's where these little hot spots have broken out in terms of these, you know, random issues that we've had in recent years. Or I still hold that George Floyd's murder was not even necessarily rated connected to policing, but maybe a personal grudge that Officer Chauvin had from stuff we still haven't fully yet investigated or even understand. Let me shift gears a little bit. Heritage is very involved and very concerned about what the Supreme Court does season to season. You guys are coming out of what the court has now decided for its full slate for the 2020 docket. How do you rate what you got in terms of the Trump court for its first full at bat?
Wow, that's a great question, Kevin, because it was such a mixed bag over the last month. We were really kind of yanked from one end of the perspective to the other, with getting some decisions that were really, really exciting and good, where the Supreme Court upheld the right of public schools to participate in public public programs, still be able to stick with their religious beliefs. You know, that was a really, really positive outcome. But then we had, you know, some really, really mystifying decisions, like the one where the Supreme Court has written gender identity into discrimination law. So, right. You know, it's very definitely a mixed bag. And I think the most important thing that I would say to your listeners is, you know, some people have come away really discouraged by all this and said, you know, we worked hard to get judges on the court who were focused on interpreting the Constitution, and then we get some of these really squirrely decisions. And I would just say, you've got to, you know, the better decisions were the couple ones you mentioned that got decided in a 7-2 instead of 5-4. We've really got to just keep focusing on the fact that judges have to be a part of the agenda for every election, yeah. Every election, yep. Because so much being decided in the courts these days. So that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But 2020 is going to be very definitely about judges.
Well, and it needs to be, because even in the losses that we feel like, at least for those that are center right, lost ground or think we lost ground on, some of those have just not been fully. So, for instance, the case that you mentioned where they wrote gender identity into the civil rights statute, there's still a path back on religious liberty that was not even argued in that case. That is not necessarily a mandate to employers. They're just saying you can't argue it from that perspective that the funeral home did. So, and in the religious liberties cases over the last week, I thought, you know, there's still a very strong defense of religious liberty coming from the Trump court by 7-2 on some of those bigger points. And of course, the president, very firmly ahead yesterday, no matter what Nancy Pelosi tried to say about the two cases, he lives to fight another day as well. So I think that's good stuff. We'll see where it goes. And as always, Charmaine, I'm grateful for your analysis. Follow her on Twitter, by the way, at Charmaine Yost. Yost is spelled with an E. Then catch her every Friday with us here at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
As always. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge because they want you to live a healthy life. So call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with attorney Julie Menon, director of the Census for New York City, about the importance of being counted. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Cloudy for now and 75 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. President Trump says Tropical Storm Fay is being monitored and FEMA is ready to help if needed. But with the storm expected to get worse this evening, the president is postponing tomorrow night's rally in New Hampshire, a new date expected soon. Amazon is telling employees to remove TikTok from their phones due to a security risk. The video app is owned by a Chinese company and has been under scrutiny as a potential national security threat. Workers can still view TikTok from their laptop. The Washington Redskins are considering changing their name because of a letter from stadium sponsor FedEx. The Washington Post reports the delivery company threatened to remove all signage after the season. It says the name is offensive to Native Americans. And woohoo, Royal Theaters is ready to bring back moviegoers July 31st. Masks are mandatory. Social distancing will be maintained by limiting capacity to 50%. Checking traffic, alternate side suspended meters in effect. It's just horrible on the roads with all this rain we have. The worst of it is definitely in New Jersey. We've got an accident on the Parkway southbound at 137. An overturned car in the Parkway southbound south of Cheesequake blocking two lanes. Heavy flooding in Newark. 21 is closed north and southbound by 280. 280 eastern at exit 5, one lane out with flooding. There's also flooding on the BQE north and southbound basically by Cadman Plaza. The ramp from the Cross Island northbound to the Throgs Neck is closed by flooding. There's also some flooding on the Grand Central eastbound near Main Street. The Bronx River Parkway southbound is closed from Scarsdale Road to the Springbrook Parkway. So far, the Bronx River northbound in Westchester is unaffected. On and off rain tonight, windy to the overnight low 73. Saturday, partly cloudy early. Maybe a scattered storm Saturday afternoon, 86 on Saturday. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
There happens to be a big need in, if you've noticed, in the world of the new economy, the tech economy, the home economy, the figuring out how to do life and work differently, tech skills. And there are some people that are doing some stuff about this. In fact, IBM Corporate Social Responsibilities Department is very much trying to create online resources to help students and adults learn some of the skills that they need to land some of these new jobs. You've noticed the job numbers have gone up the last 2 months. There's a reason for that, because skill sets are being reallocated and reapplied. And here to discuss is Guillermo Miranda. He's the global head for IBM Corporate Social Responsibility. Guillermo, it's good to have you on Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Now, you are with IBM, but you actually oversee a lot of the you've worked on lots of different platforms, not just on the American or the English side, but also in French and Portuguese and Spanish. How is the global kind of landscape reshaped because of the current circumstances that we find ourselves in?
Oh, thank you. That's a very good question. Look, the way that we see is that the trends in the economy that were driving digitalization, were driving the embracing of digital platforms, have just deeply accelerated. with the current pandemic. The need to embrace new ways to do commerce, embrace new ways to serve clients has just been immediate in your face because you need to quickly change. And we have seen this in many sectors. And one of the sectors that have to just jump into the future has sure. been the education sector, because the schools were closed, the universities were closed for the need of the pandemic. And now the people has got much more attuned to get things online. And IBM has prepared different platforms in order to help this transition easier, in order to offer content and offer reliable ways to get upskilled or reskilled in your journey as a student, in your journey as a professional. And that's what we are doing, and we are happy to contribute to an open society.
Well, I just heard yesterday, and this is kind of amazing to me, kind of blows me away, that Harvard University is announced that it's going to be closed for the fall and for all of next year, actually. Mm-hmm. They're going to provide stuff online, but they're going to charge the full registration and tuition amount for students to stay in the Harvard system. And when I heard that, I thought, you know, this is going to, the new economy and the new way of learning is going to really change some of those things, because I don't think Harvard's going to have as many enrolled students this fall because of that. I think people by necessity are going to find cheaper and more effective ways to learn. And you guys, like you said, are pioneering some of this. Talk to me about what P-TECH is.
Yes, P-TECH is an education model that started and is a brick and mortar model when we put together high school, industry, and technical university together.
Right.
So when you finish high school, you have actually two accomplishments, not just your high school diploma, but you have also an associate degree on an area of growing capacity, growing need, computer science, digital environments, etc. So this is a model that is growing, 250 schools worldwide, 150,000 students, 24 countries. But there are pieces that you can make readily accessible in a digital way. And this is what Open P-TECH is the content of workplace learning, how to operate in this digital economy, and the content of foundational knowledge about technologies, artificial intelligence, blockchain, cloud computing, without getting into the deepest specialization that later you may need. This is to make the click and not be fearful of technology. Embrace technology. That's the new way where we are going to all operate.
What do you think sets it apart from other types of platforms that are trying to accomplish similar things?
Well, I think there are two or three components that we pay special attention. The first one is that this is completely free. So it's not a marketing trick that after two clicks, they ask you to pay for something. It's completely free. You get your skills and you get a digital badge that certifies that completely for free. The second thing is this is not product specific. This is not a marketing tool for a vendor. We do have those things for the commercial purposes, but this is agnostic. This is about technologies and new ways of working. Okay? And third, we have learned our own lessons about user centricity. So it's designed in a very easy, accessible way, and it has continuous support along your learning journey.
P-TECH, you're going to hear a lot more about this in the days to come. And check it out, IBM.com/skills for more info on any questions that you have there. IBM.com/skills. Guillermo, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much. Have a fantastic day.
Kevin McCullough Radio, stay with us. Hey, you have to see Larry Elder's new movie, Uncle Tom. The people in this movie share three things in common. They're courageous, they have had a life-changing experience, and they are Black Americans. Conservatives, even. These are the voices of the movie, Uncle Tom. See it now at UncleTom.com. It's a story of hope and redemption. UncleTom.com.
Could your Remington rifle fire on its own? It's a danger that could be affecting hundreds of thousands of them. This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi gets the scoop on the story with Arthur Bryant, the chairman of Public Justice, America's public interest law firm. And what unfair requirement could keep you from getting medical care? You'll be shocked. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Is there a story in you today? Have you felt the tug of God on your heart to write those words in a book? Join us now at ChristianAuthors.com to find out how we can help you heed your call to publish. They're the largest, most experienced Christian self-publisher in the world. Thousands of people just like you, from pastors to professors, stay-at-home parents to entrepreneurs, tell their stories. Ready to learn more? Visit ChristianAuthors.com for your free guide to Christian publishing today and reach the world with your testimony. ChristianAuthors.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees after this whole pandemic is over, I have the answer for you. Plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Fresh sea air, beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment, immaculate facilities, and plenty of space. What's not to love? Your guests are sure to be impressed and comfortable aboard the Atlantis mega yacht. So go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, or anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis at 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for 10% off your booking. This is a special free offer given the times. Consider booking now to save later. Call 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
AM 970, The Answer. Everywhere I go, I say use it all.
Always on my road, I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
What about protests? If people want to march down Fifth Avenue, are they going to be allowed to do so?
Look, Wolf, this is always an area of real sensitivity. If you're just talking about health, we would always say, hey, folks, you know, stay home if you can. But this is a historic moment of change. We have to respect that, but also say to people, the parades, the fairs, we just can't have that while we're focusing on health right now.
Okay, I'm confused because in the same soundbite, he says Black Lives Matter protests are historic. We must have that. But we cannot have the parades or the fairs because of health concerns. I'm puzzled by this because I would think that unless Black Lives Matter's protests have in some way cured the COVID, I would think that the health concerns would still be. Maybe I'm just confused in that regard. Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back on a very busy Friday. Governor Mike Huckabee was one of our nation's longest serving governors. He's a 2-time presidential candidate. He, of course, was Sarah's dad. Sarah, that original press secretary that gave the what for in the press room for the Trump team for such a long and distinguished period of time. Now, Kayleigh McEnany has picked up in her footsteps, who also happened to be governor's intern at one point at Fox News Channel. So, again, you want to know anything about the White House? Governor's your guy, and he joins us on Fridays. Governor, I hear Mayor de Blasio make that statement within 15 seconds of a question being asked by Wolf Blitzer. Can you march down Fifth Avenue? Well, yeah, if it's Black Lives Matter, but parades and fairs and those things, they got to go. Your reaction?
Well, clearly, Mayor de Blasio, as I like to call him, thinks that somehow the coronavirus is not active. If a person is throwing a brick through a window, burning a car, taunting police officers, are even engaged in a more sedate protest. That's all somehow completely fine, and you're not going to get COVID if you're doing something that involves a protest. However, if you go to church or a synagogue, if you were to gather together with a group of people in a Bible study or go to a restaurant, you're going to die. It's just, you're going to die. This is the insanity of it, and I think it's why so many people are just fed up with the double-talking politicians who have basically sold this country out to a radical organization. And, Kevin, I want to make sure your listeners do something. Don't take my word for it. Go to the Black Lives Matter website. Look at what they're about. Look at what they believe. Understand who they are, where they've come from, and what it is that their goals are. And I say that because if people understood, you can say Black Lives Matter as a statement. I agree with that. But if you look at the organization that has put it together, I don't see how too many people can say, yeah, I agree with their goals, because their goals are to destroy America, to destroy the basic nuclear family. And I don't think that's the goals of a whole lot of people if they understood it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Now, let me switch the sites here just a second, because Mayor de Blasio also said yesterday that tonight he's going to see to it that the high crime areas have more police presence there. Now, I've known how high crime communities feel about police for a long time. They don't want the police to be extricated from that area. They want more engagement in those areas. And of course, every weekend for the last number of weekends now, six at least, there have been double-digit shootings and killings in most of our major cities. Most of these cities also happen to be run by Democrats. I'm not saying that out of any other motivation than for, friend, as you're listening, to just know the truth. That seems to be coddling this behavior on some level. But Governor, I'm confused, because I thought the idea of abolishing the police was the goal. Why is the mayor saying we're going to put more police in those areas?
Well, like most of the things this mayor has said, they're irrational and they're illogical. And that's a classic example. On one hand, you say, let's defund the police. Let's get rid of the police if we can, but not the detail that surrounds me. And let's put some more in some high crime areas. He can't have it both ways. I just find that it's very disingenuous of Mayor de Blasio to try to pretend that he cares about law and order when he clearly does not. And how would you like to be a New York City policeman? Which, by the way, I've been in New York many times, went there every week for years.
Yeah.
The finest cops, maybe the finest police department in the entire world.
No doubt.
Best trained,
yeah.
Prepared. I would hate to be a police officer in New York knowing that the mayor does not have my back, and that whatever happens, he's going to take the side of whoever accuses me of anything.
Well, yesterday on this very show, Ed Mullins, the current president of the Sergeant Benevolence Association, came out and said that he's actively telling young people that are asking him about what it's like to work for the NYPD. For the first time in 38 years, he's telling them this is not the time to come work for the NYPD. Retirements are up 411% over last year at this same time period, apples to apples comparison. And the mayor decided late last week, to decline the opportunity for the next two graduating classes of the police academy to be allowed to graduate. So we're going to lose thousands of officers. We're not going to replace them. And right now it's that bad. It's so bad that the president of the Sergeant Benevolence Association is telling people not to join. It's a miserable time in what has been the world's greatest city, particularly for law enforcement. Real quickly, Governor, last question. The Trump campaign is out with a new commercial today. I've already seen it in multiple places. It's got Joe Biden having a very hard time finding his place on a set of notes. They keep cutting back to that same scene over and over again. It's interspersed with David Axelrod and Cory Booker saying this man can't find himself. It's a direct shot at Joe Biden's mental capacity. Is that how do you think that's going to play?
Hey, it's a campaign. Everything is fair game. If you look at the stuff that's being thrown at Donald Trump,
no question,
you can hardly say that is somehow over the top. I've never seen any candidate or elected official have more thrown at him. And in the case of President Trump, more thrown at him from a legal perspective. Every member of Congress on the Democratic side, prosecutors, are doing everything they can to destroy and distract him as a president and as a candidate. So if someone wants some sympathy from me, for Joe Biden, because the man fumbles through even a teleprompted speech, you're not going to get it.
Governor, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos is going to talk about our schools supposed to open and how can they do it safely. Bob Woodson, who has been such a powerful voice in helping people to understand what real racism is about, will be with us. And Charles Billingsley, a fantastic gospel singer, he will be our musical guest. It's going to be a great show to watch this weekend on TBN, The Huckabee Show.
Yeah, 8 and 11 Saturday night, repeating on Sundays at the same time. Governor, as always, thanks for ending your week with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 2085 800-555-2085.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place, a film about Corrie Ten Boom and her family's heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II and about her secret army of teenagers. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code WNYM. Return to the Hiding Place at SalemNow.com and promo code WNYM.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So this week, the head of Goya Foods, and I love Goya Foods. I like Mexican food. I like Tex-Mex. Eat a ton of it. I'm half tortilla chip. You scratch Kevin McCullough deep enough. I love the works of Goya Foods. And the CEO yesterday of Goya was part of this Hispanic Prosperity Commission that the White House had put together. And they were getting back to the White House to report on what had happened and some of the findings and some of the goals. And as the president's seeking to increase, you know, everyone's prosperity in America. He wanted to hear how it was impacting the Hispanic community specifically. And so the CEO, Bob Unanue, spoke at the Rose Garden yesterday. And he said, "We are all truly blessed to have a leader like President Trump who is a builder. In fact, he reminds me of my grandfather who started Goya Foods." Well, friends, immediately the cancel culture kicked in. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez immediately tweeted, "Oh, look, it's the sound of me Googling how to make your own adobo." Because, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez buys so much Goya currently, I'm sure. But then Julian Castro, who was a presidential candidate, said that Goya Foods has been a staple of many Latino households for generations, and now their CEO praises a president who, quote, villainizes and maliciously attacks Latinos for political gain. Julian Castro doesn't know what he's talking about, because President Trump will do quite well with Latino voters this fall, I predict. You know why? Because Latino voters care about the issue of life. They care about the issue of religious liberty. They care about the issue of the economy, making sure that they're able to provide for their families. And they care about law and order. Julian Castro and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have been co-opted by the far left wing of their party. And they believe that there is no law and order, that you don't have to follow rules to become an American, and that just because someone praises the president, that they must automatically be shut down. Well, friends, here's how Bob Unanue responded to the threat of their boycott.
"You know, I'm not apologizing for saying, and especially if you're called by the president of the United States, you're going to say, 'No, I'm sorry, I'm busy, no thank you.' I didn't say that to the Obamas, and I didn't say that to President Trump."
Oh, so the CEO, Mr. Unanue, took meetings with Obama and he took meetings with Trump. Sounds like to me he's a genuine guy who treats people with consistency. And I say good for him. And go Goya!